ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4 Chapter 19 The chapter entitled King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices, text number 38. Satvam Brimishyasya Bhavam Prajapate
Satvam Brimishyasya Bhavam Prajapate
Satvam Brimishyasya Bhavam Prajapate Sankalpanam Vishwasrijam Pipi Prihapihi
Sankalpanam Vishwasrijam
Sankalpanam Vishwasrijam Pipi Prihi
Sankalpanam Vishwasrijam Pipi
Prihi Indrim Chamaya Mupa Dharma Mataram Maya upadharma mataram prachanda pakhanda patham prabho jahe
prachanda
pakhanda patham prabho jahe Satvam Brimishyasya Bhavam Prajapate
Satvam
Brimishyasya Bhavam Prajapate Sankalpanam Vishwa Vishrijim Pipi Prihi Sankalpanam Vishwasrijam Pipi Prihi
Sankalpanam Vishwasrijam Pipi Prihi
Indriyam cha maya upadharma mataram
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 Prachanda pakhanda patham prabho jahe Prachanda pakhanda patham prabho jahe Satvam Brimishyasya Bhavam Prajapate Sankalpanam Vishwasrijim Pipi Prihi Indriyam cha mayam upadharma mataram Prachanda pakhanda patham prabho jahe Good words, Saha. The aforesaid.
Tvam, you.
Primisya.
Considering.
Asya
of the world,
Bhavam,
existence,
Prajapate,
O
protector of the people,
Sankalpanam,
the determination,
Vishwasrijam,
of the progenitors of the world,
Pipiprihi,
just fulfilled.
Aindram,
created by the King of Heaven.
Cha,
also.
Mayam,
illusion.
Upadharma,
of the religious system of so-called sannyas.
Mataram,
the mother.
Prachanda.
furious,
and dangerous.
Pakhandapatham, the path of sinful activities. Prabho, O Lord, Jahi, please conquer. Translation, Prabhupada Srimangiri Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. O protector of the people in general, please consider the purpose of your being incarnated by Lord Vishnu. The religious principles created by Indra are but mother of so many unwanted religions. Please therefore stop these imitations immediately. Translation responsibly. O protector of the people in general,
please consider
the purpose of your being incarnated
by Lord Vishnu.
The irreligious principles created by Indra are but mother of so many unwanted religions.
Please therefore
stop these imitations immediately. Lord Brahma addresses King Prithu as Prajapate just to remind him of his great responsibilities in maintaining the peace and prosperity of the citizens. Maharaj Prithu was empowered by the Supreme Personality Godhead for this purpose only. It is the duty of the king, duty of the ideal king, to see that people are properly executing religious principles. Lord Brahma especially requesting King Prithu to conquer the pseudo-religion principles produced by King Indra. In other words, it is the duty of the state or king to put a stop to a pseudo-religion systems produced by unscrupulous persons. Originally, the religious principles is one, given by the Supreme Personality Godhead, and it comes through the channel of disciplic successions in two forms. Lord Brahma requested King Prithu to desist from his unnecessary competition with Indra, who was determined to stop Prithu Maharaj from completing 100 yagyas. Instead of creating adverse reactions, it was better for Maharaj Prithu to stop the yagyas in the interest of his original purpose as an incarnation. This purpose was to establish good government and see things in the right order. Om Ajnana Tigrantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militanmena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitam Sajivam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturu Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Svatvam Vimasyasya Bhavam Prajapate Sankalpanam Vishwapshijim Pipi Prihi Indrim Chamayam Upadharma Mataram प्रचंड पाखंड पथम प्रभु जही. O protector of the people in general, please consider the purpose of your being incarnated by Lord Vishnu. The irreligious principles created by Indra are but a mother of so many unwanted religions. Please therefore stop this imitation immediately. So here, Lord Brahma is speaking to Maharaj Prithu. Indra has come in the disguise of sannyas and has stolen a horse, not once, but twice. And as the story unfolded, that he was stopped. And it got to the point that Maharaj Prithu actually wanted to kill him for his actions. So at this point, Lord Brahma comes and intervenes. And Lord Brahma is trying to make King Prithu pacify and make him understand to not to do that, not to kill Indra. So this is his instruction. So in a purport, Prabhupada describes the qualities of great kings, how they meant to protect the citizens. These are the great kings, so many great qualities we hear. So in the same context, what is in it for us to understand? What do we understand from these stories and this pastime? In order to become a king or king, for that matter, any person, any human, we need to have a certain qualities. Even one step down, we are all individual souls. We come through we are in this material world, we are evolved through different spaces. We come through what is it, Krishna? How many species?
Yeah. I forgot the number.
8.4 species. Yes?
8.4 million.
Yeah, 8.4 million species. Do you know what are the different types? Aquatics? So there are different types of species we go evolve through, and there are different, as it's mentioned in the Padma Purana, that the Jalaja Navalakshani in the aquatics, Jala means water, Ja means born. Those living entity born in the water is 900,000. Navalakshani. Stavara Lakshavimsati, those who are the plants and trees which are immovable, they don't move, they are in one place. They are 2 million in numbers that's given. Kramayo Rudra Sankhaka, 1.1 million are insects and reptiles. Pakshinam Dasalakshan, so the birds are in 1 million. That's Dasalakshan. Dasalakshan means 10 lakhs. Then Trimsal Lakshani, Pasava means animals. There are 3 million animals, species. And Chatur Lakshani, Manava, 400,000 are humans. So how many is that altogether? 8.4 millions. So aquatics, plants and insects, and plants, insects and reptiles, birds and animals and humans. So these are the different we find in the scripture, these are the different types, different varieties of our living entities we have in this material world. So we evolve, we become a human being. Human being is the human is the top of all the species. Even within the human beings, there are categories. You could say, Malechas, Chavanas, Yavanas, even in the Sukhdeva Goswami, he described the Kirata, Hurandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Sumbha, Yavana, Kasadaya. There's so many varieties of race of humans. And those who come to the Varnashram system, they are considered top. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, what are the Varnas?
Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra.
Yes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudras. They are the top. So, as we are hearing the great qualities of the kings of the past, today I thought of discussing what are the qualities of every human being. That is good for every human being. This is given by Narada Muni, who is the spiritual master of Vyasadeva, who is the author of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the seventh canto, Narada Muni describes about 30 qualities of human beings. Every human being should have these qualities. In the 7th canto, chapter 11, verse 8 to 12, these qualities are mentioned by Sri Narada Muni. Starting with satyam, truthfulness. Now these are the qualities of every human being needs to have. We need to cultivate these qualities. Starting with satyam. What's the first one? Satyam. Truthfulness. Yes. And third quality, tapa, austerity. Austerity such as absorbing fast and at least twice a month of the day in Ekadasi. So this is a Prabhupada's explanation of this tapa, austerity. Fourth, shaucham, cleanliness. There are two types of cleanliness. One is external, that we clean our body and we dress, we clean our clothes. Another cleaning is internal cleaning. Internal cleaning takes place by following the regulative principles. Chanting the holy name is the most effective internal cleaning. So how many we covered so far? Four qualities. So fifth, titiksha. Tolerance. Being unagitated by the seasonal changes or inconvenient circumstances. That is the definition of titiksha or tolerance. Iksha. Discrimination between right and wrong. You will be able to distinguish between good and bad. Number seven, samaha, controlling of mind. Very important. Not allowing the mind to act whimsically. Dhamma, controlling of the senses. Not allowing the senses to act without control. That's the explanation I'm sure what that gives. Ahimsa, non-violence. Srila Prabhupada explains, not subject to any living entity to an entity to threefold miseries. आध्यात्मिक अधिदर्शी के हाथी होती. And number 10, brahmacharya, celibacy. Eleven, tyaga, charity. Giving in charity to at least 50% of one's income. That's Prabhupada's explanation of charity. Swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means studying the scriptures, literatures. That is, arjava, simplicity, freedom from the mental and duplicity. Simplicity means a freedom from the mental and mental duplicity. Number 14, santos, satisfaction. Being satisfied with that which is available without severe endeavor, what Prabhupada explains the satisfaction means. Sanadrik seva, rendering service to a saintly personality. Sanadrik means one who is able to see all living entities. Sama means equally. That personality is Panditaha Samadarsina, Samadarsina. To that, those personalities render service to those personalities, who are the Samadarsinas. That's the 15th quality. 16, gradually taking leave of unnecessary engagements. Prabhupada explains not taking part in so called philanthropic activities. Because you may do a philanthropic activities, but that is it's gonna keep you still in the material world. You may be doing a pious activity, you may be promoted to heavenly planets. Again, eventually you'll have to calm down those philanthropic works. So that is it says what does it say? Gradually taking leave from unnecessary engagements. That's one of the qualities. That's the 16th quality. 17, observing the futility of unnecessary activities in human society. Unnecessary activities. 18, iksha, remaining silent and grave, discussing unnecessarily. It's also given by Rupa Goswami. Vrijalpa is a definition. 19, maunam, avoiding unnecessary talk. 20, vimarsam, considering whether one is body or soul. Vimarsam means analyzing, understanding, try to understand whether what is our identity. 20. Distributing food and drink quality to all living entities. So we should be not in a collecting just for ourselves. Means these amenities which is given, provided by Krishna or God, is to be distributed equally as for everyone. Number 22, seeing every soul, especially the human being, as a part of the Supreme Lord. Accepting self. 23, hearing about the activities, sravanam, hearing the activities of instruction given by the Supreme Personality Godhead or his devotees. Kirtanam, 24, chanting about the activities of instructions. That is, chanting these activities and instructions of the Lord. Smaranam, always remembering that these activities and instructions, remembering the Lord. Seva, trying to render service.
Ija, performing worship, worshiping the deities. Avanite, offering obeisances. Becoming a servant. Becoming a friend. And surrendering one's whole self to the Lord. These are the 30 qualities that Narada Muni gives us. That every human, we need to have these qualities. So that becomes a, that brings us to the level of humans. We should be. And in that saying, it says, those who cultivate these qualities, Lord Narada Muni says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, that sarvatma ena tushyanti, that it's, it pleases the sarvatma. Sarvatma is the referring as to Paramatma, who is everywhere, the Lord. That so those who do cultivate these qualities, it pleases the Lord, in other words. And furthermore, actually, Krishna also gives a similar quality that we should be striving for. So many qualities, 11th canto, so many. Now, that brings to the level of human beings. It says, what is the difference between the human and the animal? In Hitopadesha it says, ahara nidra bhaya maitunam cha samanya eta pasubhi narana. These four qualities are in the propensities or these activities. Ahara means eating. Ahara nidra, sleeping. Bhaya, fear. And maitunam, mating. These four activities are common, whether the human or an animal. What does it differentiate the human between animal and the human? Is dharmo hi tesam adhiko visesa, means the human has a given intelligence. He can discriminate. Uses the intelligence to understand dharma. He is able to understand dharma. Animals cannot understand dharma. What is dharma? Dharmo hi tesam adhiko visesam dharmena hina pasavi samana. If one does not cultivate dharma or the religious occupation, specific occupation duty follows the occupational duty, and it is considered a non-different. There is no difference between the animal and the human beings. But so there are, even in dharma, there are two types of dharma. It is one dharma that is a being a good within this material world. Or this creation, material creation. There are so many dharmas. Dharma for varnas, dharma for brahmana, dharma for kshatriya, dharma for vaishya, dharma for shudra. There are so many different principles. For brahmana, they are like performing yagya, teaching, studying the Vedas, worshiping the deities, giving charity, accepting charity. These are all brahmanical dharmas. Similarly, there are so many dharmas for other varnas. There are dharmas for students. Vidyarthi dharma. That means you have to go to a spiritual master's place. You worship the spiritual master. There are also similarly there are dharma for a ladies, dharma for men, dharma for... There's so many different dharmas. Dharma for king, dharma for sannyasi, dharma for student, brahmachari. All these dharma, that will, if it perform, what happens, you are promoted, you are rewarded to go to other heavenly planets, or you accumulate pious activity. There's one type of dharma is which is for the material, being a good within the material world. this Navadharma, which is in Srimad Bhagavatam, is mentioned Savai Pumso Parodharma. Paradharma. Yato Bhakti Adokshaje. That Paradharma, Param is great Dharma. What is it? Bhakti to Adokshaja. Who is Adokshaja?
Krishna.
That is the Parodharma. And how that Bhakti should be? Ahaituki Apratihata. That should be causeless. We should be a giving. Whatever we can offer. Not asking in return something. Causeless. If we go to Krishna and ask for, oh, I want this, please give me this, give me that. That's not really a causeless. That's asking something. But our service to the Krishna is completely, you know, giving everything to Krishna. Apratihata. It says uninterrupted. It should be constant. It should be always, it should be serving Krishna. That is the greatest dharma. So Savai Pumsa Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Adokshaje Ahitukya Pratiyata Yatma Suprasiddhati. That is the greatest dharma we can perform. And also, in the same canto, Dharma Swanishtita Pumsa Pishwaksena Kathasuya Na Utpadet Eti Ratim Strama Evahi Kevalam. That dharma which does not provoke the attraction to hear the message of Krishna, that is strama eva hi kevala, useless level. So dharma, it should be that is for Krishna, and it should, that dharma, it should actually provoke the message, provoke the attraction to hear the message of Krishna. That is the highest dharma. So in this book, Prabhupada makes a point. The kings are responsible to protect and teach these dharma to their citizens. The qualities mentioned for the kings in Bhagavad Gita, as Lord Krishna mentioned, the king. Now, these qualities are specifically for because we are studying Prabhupada mentioned how the king should be acting, what is their responsibility, what is their duty, what are their qualities should be. So in Krishna, in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions Shauryam Tejo Tirtaksham Yuddhi Chapalayanam Dhanami Swaram Bhavam Cha Chhatram Karma Subhavajam. Krishna gives about 7 qualities of the king, or in the order of Kshatriya. Kshatriyas are generally, and the kings are generally in the category of Kshatriyas. There are 7 qualities Krishna mentions. Shauryam, heroism. Tejo means power, bodily strength, power. Dhriti, determination. Daksham, resourcefulness. Yuddhecha palayanam means courage in battle. Generosity, leadership. These are the 7 qualities Krishna gives for the quality. The kings should be having these qualities. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership. These are the qualities for the king, specifically. This is in Krishna gives these qualities in Bhagavad Gita. And this further, he gives a few other qualities. qualities in Srimad Bhagavatam and the 11th canto, chapter 17. Tejo valam dhiti shoryam titiksha shoryadam uddayam staryam brahmanya brahmanyam aishwaryam chhatra prakritaya svam iha ahima. Dynamic power, tejo, bodily strength, determination, heroism, tolerance, generosity, great endeavor, steadiness, devotion to brahmana, and the leadership are the natural qualities of kshatriyas. So these are the qualities we, the leader or a kshatriya or king, needs to have. So king's responsibility is to not only protect the humans, it is also responsible to all the living entities. As we mentioned in the beginning, there are 8.4 species. Kings are responsible to protect all of them. Protection of humans, you could categorize in two ways. You could say one protection is just a physical body, by making sure that the food grains are supplied, the infrastructure is there, the health is looked after, education is there, so many these external, which is related to the body. The most important for the king is to protect, the soul, or giving a education, providing that facilities to understand why we are in this world, and our duty is to get out of this material world. The responsibilities of the king is to give that education, making sure that that is followed. The law of God, which is prescribed in the Vedas, the scriptures, that is followed. That is the prime duty of a king. All externally related to the body and everything, that's yes, they have to also protect that, physical protection. But it's also equally important for them to give that education, give that knowledge, give that facilitate to make them understand this is, we are meant to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our goal. We are not meant to live here. And they meant to educate that the miseries they are suffering here, we're not supposed to be here. So there are different types of miseries mentioned. The king is supposed to educate. When we classify a misery is basically is for how do we classify is that comes common to all. No one can avoid it, and everyone it's imposed on everyone. So what are those the miseries? Are yes, there are three, four more. Yes. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha dosha darshana. These four, janma, birth, old age, disease, death, and then the misery is caused by adi bhautik, adi daivik, adi atmik. These are common to all. No one can avoid, and everyone has to accept. So king's responsibility is to educate, get out of this suffering miserable condition. That is the responsibility, prime responsibility of a king. In terms of protection, how the kings of the past, we know the story of Maharaj Sibi. Sibi was a great king in the line of Surya Vamsa. It happened that the pigeon flew and came and sought for his protection. Following the pigeon, there came an eagle. Now, the pigeon is asking king, "Oh my dear king, you are a king. Now I'm a citizen. You have to protect me." And king says, "Yes, it's my responsibility, I'll protect you." Here comes the eagle. Eagle says, "Pigeon is my food. Oh king, you have to protect me also. Because pigeon is my food." Now king is in a dilemma. I mean, isn't that what we do? King has a responsibility to protect. There's two citizens. One is he has to provide the food also. That's also king's responsibility. Sibi Maharaj says, "Okay," he resolved the problem and said, "I will, as a king, give an equal weight of my, whatever is the weight of the pigeon, I'll give a flesh from my body." So Maharaj cuts his limbs, he cuts and he puts in a scale to give it to the eagle. It happens so that practically he put the whole body in. You have to cut. He did. These two personalities who came as a pigeon and the eagle were demigods testing these kings. The ability to protect, whether the king is following, whether they're protecting their citizens, they came in the disguise of an eagle and a pigeon, which is Indra and Agni. They came in the form of pigeon and to test. This is the great caliber, this is the responsibility of the king. Of course, they later on they reveal themselves as the who they were. They were actually testing. King passed that test. Maharaj Sibi. Similarly, we have another instance of once a Brahmana went to King Ugrasena and complained that the children are dying before even birth, having a miscarriage so many times, not only one time, two times. This Brahmana went to the king and said, "Oh king, it's your responsibility to protect the citizens. Even though they are born, they are still responsible." So Ugrasena, at the same assembly, there was also Arjuna sitting there. Arjuna takes the responsibility and said, "My dear king, let me protect these Brahmanas. Children." So Arjuna, being a powerful Kshatriya, he was able to. He went to the hermitage of Brahmana and able to actually protect the whole Brahmana's hermitage or kutir or the place where he was. Through his arrows, he was able to protect completely, cover it, so no one can come in. So as happens, the children, the child who was going to take birth, died again. Similarly, few of this took taking place. Eventually, what Arjuna had taken a vow is that if he was not able to protect this Brahmana's children, then he would jump into a fire, would kill himself. Of course, Lord Krishna comes. And Arjuna was just about to go into a fire because he could not protect. There's a long story. So, and then Lord Krishna takes, he knowing that, of course, he wanted to protect Arjuna, and takes Arjuna to Vaikuntha and get those children back. The point here is that king's responsibility, not only for just goes to a just living, which is to even birth, how responsible it is to even they have to protect. Even they are not there, still in the womb. So these are the great qualities of a king, of which we know from the history. They were present. Of course, again, this is the great quality, the great king. We just hearing about the Maharaj Prithu, how great he was. So we are very fortunate to be in this line of great kings in the past. Maharaj Prithu, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit, so many kings. We can study, we can learn from them, from how they actually ruled, how they acted, how they performed their devotional service. And we need to cultivate all these great qualities in order to please the Lord. Our ultimate dharma, ultimate is, as I said, bhakti to adokshaja, to the great personality of Godhead. We have to cultivate that by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, and here, so just comments, questions.
Maharaj Prithu's responsibility was to establish religious principles. And yet he was discouraged from performing the last yajna. Because Indra was upset. And Indra had done all of this nonsense. So why wasn't Indra being told to behave properly? When Maharaj Prithu was being, he was performing his, he was doing his duty. Right? He was establishing religious principles. And Indra was the one who was creating a disturbance. Yet Maharaj Prithu was told to stop the 100th sacrifice. So that seems to be, that appears to be rather contradictory, doesn't it?
Yes.
So what was it about? There must be a reason.
So just for those who are hearing online, it's just a question from Manu, who is that the mischief or the stealing of the horse is done by Indra for on the last 100 last, the very last Ashwamedha yajna was performed by Maharaj Prithu. It was his duty to perform a yajna. And now here, this instance where we see is that instead of Indra being chastised, Maharaj Prithu is...
He's
put it aside, yes. So as I understand, this is the establishing the great qualities of Maharaj Prithu as a devotee is greater than make him greater by asking him to forgive, asking him to not to compete, which makes Maharaj Prithu is in even a higher position than the Indra. It will, as the story unfolds, that even the Lord Vishnu also will bring Maharaj Prithu, Indra, and then make Maharaj Prithu understand. Lord Vishnu actually also makes him understand that he has made a mistake. But what I understand is this is to give the position of the devotee as Maharaj Prithu higher. It is because he forgives the offenses that is committed by Indra. and that gives him a higher understanding of Maharaj being greater than, makes Maharaj Prithu be in a greater position. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Guru.
One of the proper action for have is to remove Indra from the position. The question is, why wasn't
done? I have to ask that question to the Rama. In the stealing form, he was, disguising himself and being invisible, yes. Why not remove from this position? That is Krishna's responsibility, because Krishna's he has placed him in this position, and he needs to learn. He needs to continue under the responsibility he's giving. So they will not remove him. He will learn. So from this instant, he will learn a lot of lessons. Yeah, as we read further, the how Maharaj Prithu. Through his prayers to Lord Vishnu, he brings his points that yes, he has made mistakes and so on. So it's learning, and it's easy to just remove the leader and say, okay, you go, and then place somebody else. Problem will not go away. It's better to make them understand, make them, and then learn the lesson from it, and then continue. That's even somewhat better to understand.
Maintain the universal order. It's more important than 10 people out because they made a mistake.
That's correct.
If we turfed everybody out who made a mistake, there would be anybody left. So yes. Even very elevated persons make mistakes.
Yes.
And it's instructive for us how Pritti Maharaj is being favoured, yet we don't see it as a...
That's correct. As
a, yes. Anyway, he's taking an humble position.
Yes. By taking humble... Yes. Exalted. Yeah. Exactly, you're right. So by taking a humble position, actually he's being, you know, put into a better position than Indra himself. So yes.
And you know, also just that notion of, you know, a devotee is not particularly worried about his achievements as such.
Yes.
And Pritti Maharaj is not really in a position to chastise Indra either, for that matter. He has to be respectful to Indra, even though Indra is misbehaving. It's a dilemma. You know, sometimes you're working with people who are superior to you, and they make a mistake. So how do you deal with them? And the instruction here is you still have to maintain that respectful position to somebody who's superior, even if they made a mistake.
Okay. Yes.
And that's not easy to do. Yeah, the devotee's able to do that because of their natural humility. And sometimes you have to leave it up to the higher authorities to sort out bigger problems.
Yes, that's the thing. Is taking, I mean, Lord Brahma has to intervene. He had to come and make them understand. Yes, that's
and that was his solution.
Yeah.
And you know, I've seen that in my own life, and I've certainly seen it in other devotees' lives where they've been put into a position of embarrassment. You have to accept it humbly. But then later on, because you accepted it and took it as Krishna's mercy, then the devotees respected that. And that's what happens to Maharaj Pritti.
I agree. I have a question.
So
you have to speak louder, I can't hear you.
After Indra took the horse, then when Pritti Maharaj got angry,
did they continue the yajna?
No,
I think no. They, Lord Brahma told them to this. You already performed 100 ones. You can leave. So I didn't think so. He could perform a last one. It got disturbed. The horse got stolen here and there. And then Brahma came in and said, forget it. I mean, you have done 99, you have done better. Do a parodharma. What, you know what parodharma is? Do devotional service to Lord. That's even higher. More better than them performing 100 yajna.
That's a greater sacrifice.
That's a greater sacrifice.
And everybody knows you can do 100 anyway.
Yes.
It just makes sense and it's stupid.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Just, of course, we are the disciple of Pritti Maharaj, but in one sense, we can also empathize with Indra. Here is the king, Indra, who has got to that position because he has done 100 sacrifices. And then someone's come on the scene and they're about to do 100. It's natural that a feeling, if you put yourself in Indra's shoes, it's natural that you feel non-stop. Anyway, someone just can't be able to see like that, so it's natural that you feel
Yeah, in some way, yes. As a devotee, you probably look a little higher than that. Just, I mean, he, Indra's position is given by Lord Krishna, he's put him in a place. If somebody else is better or somebody else is, can do better than that, and one way to look at it is, okay, you know, let them do it. But instead here is opposite, which is inferior. Higher would be, okay, now that I have taken the responsibility, now there's even better personality who can do better. Let me step down and let him take the position. That would be even better. Whereas here is competing. So why is it being envy? So that quality is a little inferior.
So, and that's where Rupi's point comes in, that even though the demigods are so exalted, they may not necessarily be motivated by pure devotion service to the Lord. They're the representatives of the Lord. And there's another side of that. You know, the devotees shouldn't be competing with each other to see who's going to be the top dude, or the top, you know, the demigod. Because you know, becoming a demigod can be dangerous, because you've got the position, but then the position can go to the head. Right?
Yes.
And so in this particular case, Maharaj Prithu was approaching that position, if you like, and Indra got upset. And this kind of goes back again to that point. Maharaj Prithu said, okay, no worries. If this is going to create too much of a disturbance, I'll
stay well. Stay well.
Yeah. And so, you know, for the devotees, it's let Indra get upset. It's all right. He's Indra anyway. He's got the. But for the devotees, the message is we don't compete on
power position.
Yeah, position or that kind of stuff. Because we're servants. We're servants. And whether we have a position or not, we're still servants.
Correct.
Yes. And that's the nice thing about humble, menial, not being recognized service is that makes you more humble.
In fact, that position is better than being having a pride or having a
Of course, you know, Indra was being a bit of a rascal. There's no doubt about that. And so Maharaj Prithu was right.
Indra was being rascal not one time.
But Brahma had the big picture.
Yes, yes.
Right, so he had the big picture. And so when the big picture man comes along and says, here's what you do, right? The devotee says, yes, sir, I'll do that.
Yes, Indra, or Indra is famous for doing many mischievous things in history. I mean, like quite a few of them. This is one of them. So we learned. This is all the lesson for us to learn. Okay, we'll end here. Kanta Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Maharaj Prithu ki
jai, Maharaj
Indra ki jai, Maharaj Indra ki jai.